This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the characteristics of this virus economy, as we have said on this program, I cannot tell you how many times, is how uneven its effects have been. On people, black and brown and low-income Americans doing way worse in health and jobs and just getting by than whiter and wealthier populations are. On companies, too, how they're doing depends on what industry they're in. And on states, some of which have been really hit by this pandemic, less revenue from income and sales taxes and higher virus expenses, and some of which, states, that is, are doing all right. So as the Senate takes up President Biden's relief bill this week and its $350 billion in aid to state and local governments, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman starts us off with a tale of several states.
The pandemic recession has dealt a significant blow to tax collections. State revenues were down by nearly 2% from April to December last year overall. But according to the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center, tax revenues actually increased in 22 states. This disparity has a lot to do with the mix of jobs and layoffs in a state, says Carl Davis at the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy.
So many lower-income people have been laid off. Higher-income people have been much more likely to keep their jobs.
So tax revenues are down by double digits in states with lots of low-wage tourism jobs, in hotels, bars, and restaurants, Florida and Hawaii. But states with more jobs that can be done from home at higher wages, like in high-tech and professional services, are faring better. Washington's one example, thanks in part to folks like Darby Megan of Spokane. He's a manager for a tech startup. His wife's an accountant for an architecture firm. They're both working from home.
We've maintained our salaries, and that's been a huge blessing. I haven't had to take a step back from hours or anything like that. With the stimulus checks, that was a nice little bonus.
The couple owns a home that's gone up in value, so they're paying more property tax, but they've improved their overall balance sheet.
We've been able to save significantly more, right? We're not eating out as much.
And they made one really big purchase, a new van.
It got built into an RV, so we've sort of taken some of our vacation money that we budget and instead made a domestic vacation mobile.
Now, not every high earner has come through the pandemic recession unscathed. Fiona Grieg at the J.P. Morgan Chase Institute has been tracking household checking balances.
There are some high-income families that have seen cuts in their income, cuts in their salaries.
But most have seen their bank balances and assets grow. And she says one reason is the booming stock market.
The broader trend of the growth in wealth, we see a lot of families transferring money into brokerage accounts to take advantage of those gains.
But some states are missing out on taxing those income gains at the top, says Carl Davis at the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. He points to Nevada, heavily dependent on tourism dollars, revenue down about 12%.
Where there is no broad-based income tax, you're leaning a lot on sales taxes, regressive taxes in general. Your revenues aren't going to do quite as well as progressive taxes at a time like this of just soaring income inequality.
Contrast that with California.
That's opted for a more progressive mix, leaning a bit more on the income tax than most states do, with higher top income tax rates on top earners especially. That's a state faring a whole lot better.
With revenues up around 2% since the pandemic started. That's helped a good bit by Silicon Valley, which attracted Alok Watvi and his family from Texas.
So I'm a software engineer. I was in Austin for about 4.5 years. And then during the pandemic, my wife found a full-time opportunity in Bay Area, so we moved.
He says Silicon Valley employers are hiring like there's no tomorrow.
There were plenty of opportunities. In fact, there were 2 offers in my hand.
Some states are now considering hiking taxes on top earners to boost revenues and fund recovery from the pandemic, including New York, Minnesota, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and California. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.